come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? Well, you can give us a call, 877-711-5611. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. You can give us a call, 877-711-5611. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your calls, answering your emails, and we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Cowgill. In the second hour, we'll be taking your calls again and answering your emails, but we'll also have Clutter Clarity in that hour, and Robbie Earhart will be taking care of that. Yes. In the third hour, we've got something a little interesting, a little offbeat, not a normal home improvement thing, but yet something that kind of ties in with Clutter Clarity. If you've got a motorcycle that's sitting in your garage, you don't know what to do with it, you can't sell it, then we've got something. We've got something for you right here. There she is. Look at that. You okay,
always
Robbie?
Always on time.
Yep, always on time. So we're going to be talking with Austin Rothbart from Twisted Road, and we'll be taking your calls and answering your emails the entire 3 hours, so feel free to give us a call. And before we move on, are you good there, Robbie?
What, did it get 60 degrees out or something?
No, she just said, I didn't think I was going to make it on time.
I didn't think so. Nice t-shirt.
Yeah. Why don't you put a set of headphones on real quick?
Talking to the mic.
I do. Go grab a headphone and a microphone there.
You're sucking up.
Yes, I am.
What does a motorcycle have to do with Mighty House?
That I'm stretching. That's what I was just saying when you walked in.
Mm.
Is it really doesn't fit?
It's just stepping on Gina's toes.
A little bit.
From Open Road Radio.
Yeah, we're stepping on Gina's toes just a hair. But you know, if you got
to,
you got to clean out the garage once in a while. You've got all this stuff in the garage. What are you going to do with it?
I was just giving you a hard time.
Yeah, or the shed.
See, he couldn't participate. He actually rides his every time it's, you know, between him and Sherry Schultz. Every time the weather breaks, he's on the bike and she takes her top down.
Right, exactly.
I was just kidding, giving you a hard time because, you know, anything can be related back to the home.
Sure. Yeah, if we draw the string long enough.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that's what that's all about. But I want to say thanks again to Jessica Bowick from the Greater Chicago Home and Remodeling Show and the Schaumburg Convention Center. We had a great time out there last
week. We did.
And we appreciate everything they did for us. And Mark Levin from Shelf Genie. Laura Dan? Dang?
Dom.
Dom. That was it. Laura Dom from Sherwin-Williams. We talked paint and unfortunately about grays again. So John from Champion Windows and Shay Lewis, your new best friend from Mission to Organize. And then, of course, Dennis, Sonar Green, Kevin Burgess, and John Starks and Ben Bokeland.
Wait, his name's Dennis?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dang.
He heard his name. These guys, they rocked the electronics and put out
no,
a great
show.
No, it
was a blast. I had a fantastic time.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
The cannolis.
The cannolis were it.
Yeah, that's it.
So I don't brothers, want to say highlight, but come on, highlight.
The brothers who brought us the cannolis, rock on, you guys.
Yeah. Did they bring them for Mike on Sunday, too, or not?
No, but we got Danishes, so that was still good.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, see, we got the better stuff, then. That's good. So, again, I just want to say thanks to Jessica Bowick for having us out. Hopefully we get to go do that again next year. It was a great time.
Oh, I loved it.
And then we obviously that's posted up on Facebook if you want to watch that, or you can listen to it at on our on-demand page at mightyhouse.net. And also we walked around afterwards and did a few little quick interviews with some of the vendors that were there, so you can always go watch that stuff too. That's on our YouTube channel. So you can join us right now on Facebook Live, and it's brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community.
I'm going to be joining you guys on Facebook Live shortly, so if you have anything to say,
yeah,
you could also email me. My email's back up. Thank you for fixing that for me.
Oh, good.
I'm not sure what happened.
I don't either.
But you can email me, robbie@mightyhouse.net. It was out for a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So thank you. So, yeah, I'll be joining.
If anything like mine, if you don't check your email for a week, it's like rut-row.
Rut-row.
I mean, just between a spam and actual emails, it's...
It's the spam.
And I have like 13 email accounts.
Wow.
I mean, between the new job, the
right.
old job,
right,
the company,
the personal
this
stuff,
this show, you know what I mean? It's like, literally. So when I sit down and do email, and I get them all through Outlook, except for the show, and it's like, it's nuts. I'll sit down and be 147 emails a day. You know? Thank God the spam filter, I keep tweaking it.
Exactly.
Well, please join us. Either call us, 877-711-5611.
Yep.
Or email robbie@mightyhouse.net. Join us on Facebook Live, and I'll start chatting with you guys.
Yeah.
While they talk about tools.
Oh, wait till next week. We got a good show for you today, but next week, Robbie, you're going to be going to
Dr.
sleep.
Dr. Allison Bales is coming in.
Yeah, we're going to be talking real geeky stuff next week.
Like?
Energy audit stuff, HVAC, ductwork, furnaces.
Equipment sizing.
Why did
you
hire me for the show? Because
so that you could ask us what the hell that all means when we get in the weeds.
Right.
Bored.
You come into
supposed to be bored. Supposed to ask what the are you talking about?
Right. And then after Allison's done, then we're going to be talking to a guy that about block planes.
Block planes.
It's a tool. Yes.
It's a tool.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something I get really
sonar,
sharp.
When she talks a little bit too much, it like. Blaster.
Yeah.
Talk into it.
So block planes. I figured like block
it's
glass.
A rev limiter.
That's
no,
what
no.
I thought it was going to be like block glass. I knew it wasn't an airplane.
Right.
That was I knew.
Yeah. No, this is a woodworking tool, and I saw the email from their PR person. I sent it to Rich right away, and I said, "Hey, do you think we could pull this off?" And Rich is like, "Yeah, let's go for it." So we knew we'd put you to sleep, but we still had to do it.
Well, no, I mean, I don't have as many old wood ones, and that's what the book is more about, and we'll talk about it next week. But
there's
have
a book
bunch
about
old...
it?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I have a bunch of old wood ones. I should dig up my original router.
Oh.
I have a Stanley 75, which is
really
a router. It's a shaping plane, and it has, I think I have all 25 cutters for it.
Oh, wow. That's
and
cool.
It's an antique, but they're worth over $1,000 now.
You guys said next week. You said next week.
Okay.
Yeah, see, that's how
we want to talk about this, Robbie?
Yes.
We brought this up last week, and but we never got round to it.
I got one.
Yeah, I know. So there's a new floor covering training going on in Indiana now.
Okay.
So this is a 4-year apprenticeship.
What?
And you go to college at the same time. So you get, not really college, but you get classroom.
Right.
And apprenticeship. And it pays like $18 an hour.
To go to school.
To go to school.
Okay.
And you're only in school, I'm not going to go through this again, but you're only in school, I mean, most of the time you're working. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then you take some classroom. So participants are paid for training, 8,000 on-the-job hours, 576 classroom and lab hours are required. And a minimum rate of pay is guaranteed throughout. It's in addition to Jack Laurie University. So this is through
Flooring. Is that the Carpentry Union?
It's Flooring Contractors Association
and
Jack Laurie Group. Okay, so the tuition free.
Right.
Apprenticeship program requires participants to have a high school diploma or GED.
Okay.
And the option to pursue an associate's degree at Vincennes. So, I mean, flooring contract, to install flooring always seems kind of easy, but it's not. And it's more to do with floor prep and what you're doing.
Yeah.
But if you can go to school, come out of high school, go to school, make $18 an hour for 4 years, get an associate's degree.
Yes.
And actually come out with a skilled trade.
Wow.
I don't know the downside. I mean, I would say there should be a huge line for this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing.
But I will stress one thing. Get some good knee pads.
Yes.
Yeah, it's called the military.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's...
True story.
Yeah, we've done that. So the other
option... I tried.
Yeah. And so now that's the shortage that's going on right now in our industry for installations. So Lowe's is also starting the same program in South Carolina, doing the exact same thing. So, All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more riveting news right after this.
How did you know I was going to talk about
this? Is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at
847-475-1590. Oh, okay, cool.
And get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
All right, we're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, we don't have anything for you. But maybe Trixie can find something in the prize closet. Who knows? Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E, cabinets.com. There we go. Okay. Are you there, Rich?
I am. I'm just posting that link for JackLaurieGroup.com careers in case somebody wants to get one of their kids off the couch and maybe in a class.
There you go. And that's still... installed flooring and stuff like that, that's not so bad.
Well, let's see. Average flooring installer earns $52,477 a year. So let's say you take the apprenticeship program, you work for a couple of years, so let's see, blah, blah, blah. And then you can start your own company.
Right.
Well, you start your own company, you hire three more young guys. The whole point is there's no flooring installer, union or non-union, that's going to be on his knees for 40 years.
No. No. No.
It doesn't work at all.
Right.
Your knees will go bad. So you have to be smart about it. You move up.
Right.
And, you know, you hire younger guys to do it. So maybe every 10 years.
Yep.
Move up a step. But, I mean, seriously, once you own the company, then it gets even better. So.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Especially if you're good at it.
Yes. And or you go to, you know, work for a larger company that has, you know, a sales team or something like that. So then you move from installation to sales. You know.
Nice.
So. Yeah, no, there's good opportunities there. And like I said, also, Lowe's is doing the same thing, and they're doing the pilot program in South Carolina, and they're going to be rolling that out across the country also. So there's a lot of good, interesting things going on right now. And then something else that Mimi McCarr from NARI posted was...
What she posted?
She posted over in Japan, they're having the same issues in construction and trying to fill positions, and they're trying to get women involved in it. And you know what their big plan was? You can tell this was put together by men.
I saw the tag. I did not read the article.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Their whole way, their reasoning on trying to get women in construction was to have pink outhouses, and inside the houses, inside the pink, you know, the outhouses would be to have flowered pictures in them.
Oh, gee.
And that's what they were doing, was pink toilets was their way of attracting women to the construction industry.
Did it work?
No, it's not working. So now they're having to rethink it. That's what the article was all about. But, you know, and it's over in Japan. It's the same way as it is here. You know, for a woman to jump into the construction industry, they're going to get some pushback. You know, it's that old boys club that... they've got a fight, and I would think at least around here, it's probably not as bad as it once was. But they were talking about how bad that is in Japan. That, you know, it's a boys' club, and that the guys out on the job site wouldn't even listen to the women that were in charge and, you know, the production managers. So it was.
Yeah, see, I never found that problem here. I mean, even years and years ago, we had a couple of women carpenters working with us, and we did demo. And I mean, I had one girl, she's on a 90-pound compressor hammer, not an electric jackhammer, because we were busting down a foundation wall, and that hammer probably weighed just 20 pounds less than her. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I no problem with it.
Nope. That's it. Get out there. Let's go.
And then 3 weeks later, I fire an ex-football player because he can only carry 2 2x4s at a time.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you should be carrying half that pallet.
That drives me nuts when you, when all of a sudden you got somebody carrying 2 2x4s, you know, 8-footers from the mm-hmm. front of the house to the back. Like, come on, dude, really? You mm-hmm. can pick up a couple more, you know, or you see two guys carrying a 16-foot 2x6. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
It's irritating. Well, these are heavy. I'm sorry. That came out wrong.
Are we talking about unions again?
No.
Just.
No. Go ahead, Robbie.
I'm just sorry. I'm going to come down on you.
Go ahead.
You're too soft because you won't say anything.
I won't say anything?
Have you before?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I've had experience with people that at your company.
Yeah.
And who've been like that. And you're too soft.
Well, when I'm out there with them.
Okay, you're too soft.
When I'm on the job with them, that's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But they also tell me I'm crazy, so.
No.
Yeah. No. That I shouldn't be carrying 40-foot ladders by myself and standing them up and stuff like that, you know.
But if you know how to do it right, it doesn't hurt you.
No, that's it. It's just, I don't know. I get them off the trucks by myself. I stand them up by myself, and so I don't know. Anyway,
yes,
it's the way it goes.
So one other thing, if you want to get into this,
sure,
the 2018 cost versus value report.
Yeah, I saw that came out.
So I have the Chicago one, and I have the South Florida one.
Ooh, interesting. Oh, you printed them out. Look at that.
Yes, because I'm all about killing trees.
No, because that's all recycled paper, I'm sure. So that's been a newspaper 4 or 5 times before it ended up on your desk.
Actually, it is recycled copy paper. You're correct on that. But
see?
Whatever. And we still recycle it all at the office anyway.
Uh-huh.
But here's some of the really cool stuff was, like, just your normal bathroom edition.
Mm-hmm.
So in Chicago, your job cost would be $55,486. Resale value $29,008. Cost recouped 53.8%.
Say that again. Repeat those on a standard bathroom.
I'll keep it simple numbers. Yeah, just an average bathroom, mid-range bathroom remodel. It costs you $55,000.
Okay.
You're going to recover $29,000. You know, resale value.
Okay.
So you're recouping the first day you use the new bathroom. You get back 53.8% of your money.
That's not bad.
No, it is not. I mean, a few years ago, it was nowhere near that. We were all in the, 17-18%. So mm-hmm. it's rising quick. But down here, average cost would be $40,000. You get back $20,000, so we're at 51.3%. So, I mean, the numbers are just, your recoup here is just slightly lower,
mm-hmm.
but our cost is considerably lower. That was what was really shocking to me.
Right. Well, I think part of it is newer construction. You're not dealing with older homes like we are up here. And then labor costs are probably going to be a little bit less, too, I would assume.
No, they're surprisingly much less because they have no skills.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Well, you figure most of the plumbing's done with flexible plastic.
Uh-huh.
PVC drain waste and vent. We wire houses with extension cords and plastic boxes.
Right.
You know, drywall. Nobody can finish drywall. Have you ever done a knockdown finish in your life?
No.
We pay extra to get a smooth wall, and even then, it's not really smooth.
Wow. No, that's...
So, you know, so if you're going to go in there and put a tape coat over everything and then splatter
mud
taping compound on the wall and then knock it down, well, hell, you don't have to be much of a taper either, do you?
No.
So, and our drywall prices aren't that cheap. We just got ugly walls.
Wow.
So my house is all smooth drywall, and I fixed everything up to be smooth for.
So
because I hate textured.
Did you skim coat everything then?
No. This house was never textured.
Oh.
The ceilings are light texture,
mm-hmm.
but the walls never were, which is good.
Yeah. That's cool.
But So anyway, and then let's see. How about a master bedrooms?
Yeah, master bath, right? Or is that a master suite?
Master suite. You want to do master suite addition?
Sure.
Let's go mid-range.
Okay.
So that would cost you on average $114,000.
Okay.
Resale value is $55,000. So you're recouping 48.7% the first night you sleep in it. And I kind of beg to differ on that, because that's one thing, even on the customs that we build, I don't spare any expense when it comes to the kitchen and the master.
Right.
Now, a lot of our homes are second, third home buyers, or, you know, or snowbirds.
Right.
But, you know, who cares about the guest bedroom number four? You know what I mean? If you've got that many people visiting, you should be charging rent at that point. You
right.
know? So, me, it's those are the two things that really matter.
Right. And I think that goes for any home anywhere is, you know, that's where you sink your money is in the kitchen and in the master suite, master bath area, because that's what's going to sell the house, you know.
Now, interestingly enough, let's see, what do I do? Master suite addition mid-range. Huh. Down here, it's a, oh, I'm sorry, that was down here, not up there.
Okay.
And what I had them backwards. So that ours is 114, 55 back, 48.7.
Okay.
So up in the Chicago area, 146.
Okay.
1,000 cost, 81,000 resale value, you're recouping 55.7%.
Huh. That's not bad.
So that's not bad at all.
Yeah, and I remember the day reading those where you would get 100% back on a kitchen or a master bath.
Well, here, even a minor kitchen remodel, they're telling you right now you're going to get 75% back.
Yeah, just changing cabinets and countertops. Just doing a minor.
And the number one leader is still siding replacement.
Well, you know, I think ever since...
And I don't... Go ahead, Don.
I was going to... By the past, I don't know, 6-7 years, the outside street appeal has really, like, picked up. I remember when it didn't matter what the outside looked like. It was what's the inside look like. And today, curb appeal has a huge impact, I think, on resale and the overall value of the home. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, everything's online now. You start with the street picture. If that's ugly, you don't look at the other 25 interior photos.
Yeah. Yeah. But I remember when that didn't really matter much. You would see homes with nasty stucco, it was all busted up, needed painted. Didn't matter what the outside looked like, you know, because everybody
Well, that was you and I, because we could fix it.
Yeah, that's true, too. Or at least in theory, we would fix it.
Yeah.
We keep looking at it going, maybe next weekend I'll do that. Let's go for a ride instead.
But I think a lot of it, too, though, I mean, most villages and or, you know, so on, they, you know, like a lot of towns, you cannot, you know, they put brick veneer on the front, siding on the three sides in the back.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they changed their building codes or ordinances so that homes became more maintenance free.
Right.
To avoid that whole situation, because they didn't have the control to tell you your house needs to get painted, redo it.
Right.
Or
right.
Down here, almost everybody lives in an area where there's an HOA.
So,
you know, homeowners association, and they'll come down on you.
Right, and they're they're taking care of it already as part of the fees. So, all right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll come back with some interesting news from Robbie next.
What?
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Sure. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, we don't have anything for you, but we'll talk to you and we'll give you some answers. Right, Robbie?
Yep.
Isn't that how that works?
I guess I have some pins or some koozies or something.
Oh, do you?
Around too.
So. Oh, that's weak.
Really?
Do we have any of those leftovers from last week?
The cannolis?
No. I know those are gone.
The koozies.
The koozies? We've got a couple koozies.
Oh, so we could, yeah. So if you give us a call, maybe you could win something like that.
You got to come to the station and get one.
What, we want, yeah.
And we just got a whole bunch of pins, too.
Oh, pens?
Yeah.
Oh, well, those. See,
I'll give you two or
thought
three.
He said,
pens
I thought
to come
he said
in.
Deep pens.
Okay. And they're not deep pens.
I
want
to see pens. I love nice smooth pens. Are they nice smooth?
Yeah,
pens?
Oh yeah, nice ball.
You mean like
and
rolling
right or
Pentel pens?
Red and silver.
I think right. I know which ones you mean.
Yeah.
I'm going to come get one of those.
You just got a whole bunch of them.
All right. Where are they hiding?
I can't tell you.
No.
I'm on the air right now.
Yeah.
And then somebody will break in, and then they'll know exactly where to go.
Yeah.
I will find them. In the meantime,
yes,
we have a caller.
Yes, we do?
Mm-hmm.
Who's up?
We do.
Pixie?
Who's up on three? Do you know?
Yes, I do.
Who
and
is it?
The reason I know is because Jerry posted on our Facebook Live. Jerry, are you there?
I can't. No.
No.
We're two or three. Where do you want me to go? Oh, she needs. Please to hold. Holding one.
Well, what had happened is we're on Facebook Live right now. Everybody knows that. We can go to Mighty House Radio Show on Facebook. You could watch us on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry posted on there. And I thought what he had to say was interesting. So I said, well, can you talk about this on air?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it's a surprise to me too, Ron.
Oh, good. See, I told you.
See,
okay.
You follow us on Facebook.
Where do you want me to go?
Jerry.
You want to go to Jerry first?
Yes, Jerry.
Okay.
Jerry?
Okay, ready?
Hey, there you are.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Jerry, thank you so much for posting. Well, first of all, thanks for listening and watching us on Facebook Live. And now you could watch us talking to you.
Thank you.
Which is kind of crazy. But you posted about a 150-mile yard sale that's coming up.
Yes, I did.
All right.
Would you like to know a little bit about it?
Yeah, I would. Mm-hmm. And the vintage tool part, the boys would like to know.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is something like I'm sure everybody heard of, like many events, the Spoon River Drive, more on 34.
Mm-hmm.
And this event is on the Illinois River, and it's going to go about 150 miles from Seneca, Illinois, down routes 26, 29, 17, 18, 6, through all the towns, Spring Valley, Mark, Hennepin, Granville, Depew, Mossville, Lake, and Chillicothe, Henry, Illinois, Marcells, Illinois, Cedar Point, Granville, a lot of little towns where there's a lot of treasure sitting in barns, garages, sheds, and basements.
Really?
You're not going to tell the pickers about it, are you? You're a picker yourself, Jerry.
You guys won't.
Well,
I'm not just for me.
Yeah.
This is exciting because it holds a lot of treasure. Pros of it's even for like you guys, for the carpenters, there's going to be planes and saws and craftsman tools that, you know, that are sitting in garages and basements that have never been unraveled to the public because there's never been an entire roadside yard sale like this.
And is this on a Saturday or a Sunday?
This is on the 19th and the 20th. So, yeah, it's a Saturday and a Sunday, 9 to 5.
What month?
April.
May.
Oh, May.
May 19th
okay.
And
well,
the 20th.
I knew it wasn't March.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you involved in setting this up?
Yeah, I'm a picker. I have a store, so I said I go to all these other events, and I said, well, why don't we try one on the Illinois River? And then, as well, it'll help bring recreation, and it'll bring tourism to the middle of the river valley, something so that people of Illinois can see that, you know, the Illinois River is a beautiful, beautiful place to come, you know, in the valley where there's rivers, there's marinas, there's restaurants, and try to keep some of that tourism and the people to come to the middle valley and possibly buy a house.
So how did you contact 150 miles worth of people to invite them to this?
Well, if you do the mileage from Seneca up and down the back roads all the way to Peoria and back, it's roughly about 150 miles. And then with, you know, public information and the great radio stations like yourself, you know, with PR and stuff, it's going to get out to outside of Illinois on the Spoon River Drive and many of the other events. People come from all around the country.
But how did you reach the people to participate? Do you know how many people?
Radio stations, public information, flyers, media, Facebook.
Do you know how many people, how many yard sales there will be?
In each town, it's hard to say, but I've sat with mayors in all the small towns, the 15 towns. So, you know, some of the towns have a population of 5,000. Some could have more, you know, so, and then that's not counting the River Valley townships
between each town,
farm communities.
Yeah, that sounds cool. That sounds like a motorcycle ride to me. That's what that sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but how do you
He's not buying a grand piano.
No.
But
I could take the Goldwing, and then I got plenty of stuff to pack small stuff in.
Oh yeah,
No. It's a ride. It's a ride, just like the Spoon River ride. And it's a yard sale ride.
Mm-hmm.
Craft shows. A lot of the towns like Marcells, Illinois, and Henry, Illinois, is going to have huge craft shows in the city park and up along the river.
Oh, that's going
to
be nice.
Where you'll be able to find vintage sporting and more.
Is there a website or somewhere people can get more information?
Yeah, we're using Illinois River Valley Sales Ride.
On Facebook?
And there is a website. On Facebook. Illinois, Illinois, River Valley Sales, with an S, Ride, on Facebook. And there is a website, IllinoisRiverValleySalesRide.com.
Awesome. As soon as I find it, I'm going to post that. Thank you so much.
And you have the route already set. Go ahead.
Let you guys know that, you know, you got saddlebags. I ride too, so you got saddlebags on the bags, and you can buy a lot of good stuff there to put in there for your wife as far as rolling pins when you don't come home on a Friday night.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Or I'm sure I could find a hitch for my Goldwing and then find a trailer along the way so I could just keep adding as I go.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it'd be a good time. You can always come back like we do a lot of times. We go out on a ride, you know, like we'll come back on a Monday if we see something. We'll find a treasure, you know, we'll continue on with the ride, go for a burger or see the sights. And, you know, the next day you go back later in a week, but you tackle two things. You enjoyed yourself on the river. You probably stopped at a couple quaint little bars with your friends, talked about old, you know, memories, old times. And then, you know, you get on, you get home later in a week, you come back and you pick up them Honda bags that you brought or that motorcycle that was sitting there. Let me tell you a secret.
Yep.
A few years back, I went on a ride with friends, and I can't ride two bikes back, but I left that event that day knowing that I found a beautiful police bike in a garage while we were out riding on our bikes. We would stop, always want to stop for yard sales.
Right.
And it was under a tarp. And I ended up getting it cheap, and I made a good buck on it. And I found a lot of other treasures while we were out on the bikes, too, when the guys just stopped and we look around.
Excellent.
So, you know, you can make a motorcycle ride as much fun as you know, a car ride with friends.
Oh, no, it's always more fun to be on two wheels.
Hey, wait, real quick, are you guys veterans?
Veterans? Yeah, some of us are.
Okay.
Ron is.
Okay, well, then you know Marcells, Illinois, if you go there for yard sales, stop to the Middle East Conflicts War Memorial.
Yep.
There's a memorial that sits along the river.
Yep.
I'm one of the founders of that memorial.
Excellent.
Oh, that's
excellent.
Lovely.
That's a great stop right there. I like that.
But thank you guys for all you do to, you know, to encourage people to get out there and do the carpenter work. And your show, thank you for all you do, too.
No problem. And when we get closer, post some more stuff up and remind us when it gets a little bit closer.
Please do.
Yeah.
Okay, and you guys, there's going to be a lot of antique planes you could find. I'm telling you, I got some collections of some nice stuff that I found at yard sales.
You know, I got
wood planes,
I'm rubbing myself.
Pearl handles, wood handles.
Yep.
Excellent. Cool. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jerry.
Bye.
There you go, Rich. Now you need to come back. Mm-hmm. Bring the 57. So you got a nice
big
truck.
In Indiana, the Ship Shawnee.
The what?
Ship Shawnee. It's a similar thing in Indiana.
Oh, really?
It's like Valpo to whatever. Yeah, it's a huge roadside thing like that. I mean, I think it's awesome going through the river valley like that. It would be awesome.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing?
And then, like you say, it gets
a shock to
me.
I
still like four wheels, so yeah, I'd get my 57, and it sounds like a nice cruise.
Well, you got a huge trunk in that thing. How many? You can probably put. You could have a dinner party in the back of that thing, couldn't you?
It's pretty close. Yeah, it is big.
Where's he going to keep his hot tub?
Yeah. That's in the back seat.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, cool. That sounds like an interesting ride. And that'd
be a lot. That would be awesome.
Yeah. There are a lot of interesting things coming up this spring with everything going on. There's a lot of this stuff starting to roll out again, and people are trying to get their information out. It's good. It's always a good excuse to go for a ride, if you ask me.
Because of the weather, we're actually the opposite. All our stuff happens through the winter because everybody's down here. You know what I mean? And then by summer, there's not much going on, you know, like festivals and things like that. We don't do any of that in the summer.
Uh-huh.
So it's just we have it all to ourselves, which is actually kind of nice.
Yeah, that's now is when you guys can relax and you enjoy yourself, and the crowds aren't huge. So
in the summer, yes, right, but right now it's brutal.
Oh, it's still bad down there?
Oh yeah, till after Easter.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, it is funny. I mean, like I said, we have like 15,000 full-time residents. Uh-huh. Right now, our population is probably between 50 and 60,000.
Oh, jeez.
You know, so yeah, you take on 30, 40,000 extra people for a couple, 3 months. It's brutal.
Right. So that's when the restaurants and bars are making hay. That's when they're getting all their money.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, and then they coast through the summer. Wow. That's amazing.
A good number of them shut down for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
So yes, driving. Yes, it is the worst. Because, you know, there's nothing about the traffic laws that are consistent from state to state. So apparently 45 miles an hour in some states means 30.
Uh-huh. And in others, that means 70.
Yes. And right turns from the left lane, left turns from the right lane. Stopping in the middle of the road, you know, I want to get over. So I just stopped in the middle lane and waited for the 400 cars to go around and then moved over.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. It's scary.
All right. Hey, we got the tip of the week coming up. What's that?
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, just ask Trixie and Sonar. Maybe they can hook you up with a koozie or a WCPT pen or a WCGO pen. Yeah. CGO pen. Do you have any loop pens?
We have to go raid WCPT.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, on Facebook, a loop pen. Somebody asked why you're not. I'm a ma'am. On Facebook, somebody asked why you're not wearing your loop shirt.
Because
now it's even more valuable. Mine is one of the original 1977, 78 loop shirts.
Yeah.
And
you have a request.
I also got something. I had it on one day. I was out at Stands on Goodland, and a woman walked up. She knew exactly what it was, and she goes, and she lives on Goodland. She goes, I've got something that you would like, and I've had them for years, but I figured, who am I going to give them to? But when she saw the loop on my shirt, she ran home, got them. They are loop motorcycle for your kickstand.
Right.
So it doesn't sink in the asphalt.
Oh, yeah, pucks. Yeah, the kickstand.
They're pucks, yes. Yeah. But they say the loop, 97, 9, I don't, so.
Wow, that's excellent.
I gave one to my buddy that rides, and I still have one. But, yes, no, I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever wear the loop shirt again.
He's got his shirt hanging on one of those frames behind him.
Yeah, exactly.
They're in glass.
It's in the pictures on his right there.
It's sitting right next to my my XFL shirt with the tags on it.
Yeah, excellent. Well, maybe we could scoop up some really cheap LUP. Oh, okay. Are you on? Wait. Hey, Will, go real quick.
How you doing? Yeah. It's interesting. When they used to have the riots in Northern Africa and stuff, and especially in Somalia, they would have pictures of them. And a lot of the rioters would be wearing loop shirts because people, when they donate shirts, you know, the shirts are worn out, they donate them. They send them overseas a lot of times. And so it's interesting you see people in foreign countries rioting wearing loop shirts, stuff like that.
And they're wearing Bears championship shirts, too.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Will.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. So
somewhat dated.
Yeah, that's all right. It's good. Are you ready for the tip of the week?
Sure.
Okay, Sparky.
All right. So we're going to do the first part first. Well, of course, we'll do the first part first, and then we'll do the second part third.
Can we do the last part first, and then the second part fourth?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I just kind of mixed my thoughts. I always like that. Anyway, so, you know, today is Daylight Savings Day, Well, today's really not. It's 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, right?
Right, technically,
so
yeah.
We spring forward, lose an hour, and all that.
Spring back, so, and jump forward?
I don't know. I just know you lose an hour of sleep, so I think right. You're springing forward.
Okay.
All back.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, we're going to hop on that bandwagon. You know, what should you do when the time changes? So, obviously, the first one everybody knows is, you know, change the batteries in your smoking carbon monoxide detectors.
Right. Or yeah, change them out. When you take them down to do the battery, you need to check them. They're 7 or 10 year. So
7 or 10,
so
typically.
They may be already expired. So you may need to just change them. If you do, then change them and put the ones in with the 10 year battery. Then you don't need to worry about it. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
And the thing is, most of them have the little side pocket where you don't have to take them down now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, even when you buy them, the tab is sticking out. You don't even put a battery in it. You just pull on a tab, you know, the one that's blocking off the contacts. So, but yeah, take them down every once in a while. Check the date on them.
Right. Or all install them if you don't have them. Put them up.
Yeah, please do. It's just silly. Change the battery in your safe if it has an electronic lock.
Ooh, that's a good one. I haven't heard of that.
No. You know, it's because I bought a safe this year. It's got an electronic lock. And it says change the battery like every 6 months. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what the hell happens if you don't and the battery kind of dies out? It's like, how do you get into it?
Yeah. You know? Good question.
So I'm like, yeah, I guess that's just as good as anything. So, you know, after the show, I got to run to Ace. I'm getting batteries for everything.
Right.
Flush your water heater.
Okay.
You Which know, one? The a hot good time one or the cold one?
Your hot water heater, yes.
Now's
a good time. Throw that garden hose on the bottom and just, you know, and flush that thing out and get some of the sediment out. It'll be more efficient and make less noise. Clean the coils on your refrigerator.
Ooh. You know, yeah.
You know, got to clean those cooling coils because then it works better. And the last one I got for you is change the direction of your ceiling fans. Yeah, it's just a good way to time it out, spring and fall. Change the direction of your ceiling fans.
Okay, so they're blowing down instead of up?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was laughing, though, because some of this...
Do you change them in Florida?
No.
But, you know, somebody with tall ceilings, if you've got a cathedral ceiling, you do want to have that fan turning and it blowing the air up. Then it moves that warm air off the ceiling, brings it down the outside wall, helps circulate and keep that warm air down where you actually feel it. So people with tall ceilings, cathedral ceilings, they should run those fans all the time.
Yeah.
Just let them go at low and just kind of spin a little bit.
Well, you know, like we're in a cooling climate, though, and cold air
falls,
so to speak. Doesn't really, just, you know what I'm saying? But, so, yeah, you just run the air. It's good.
Right.
But, yeah, we have fans. But anyway, I was laughing, though, some of the comments that I saw that were like, clean out your refrigerator, clean out your medicine cabinet. The best one, though, was wash your sheets. I'm like, seriously, you only wash your sheets when there's a time change? Yuck.
You know what I mean? That's like, that's gross. The comforters at the hotel. How often do they wash the comforters or the bedspreads at a hotel? They don't.
Yeah. So some of them are funny. Now, I'm going to go back into the first part that I was going to do second.
Okay. Okay. So let's do the second part first now.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No.
So
yeah.
Who is the father of
time?
Of daylight saving time. And this blew me away because I knew that Ben Franklin was a huge proponent and started it, you know, or suggested it. And I know that during the two wars, World War I and World War II, it was a big thing. But I didn't realize that there's a guy, Robert Garland, from Pittsburgh, and he was a city council member. And this goes all the way back to the early 1900s, 1911 to 1939 was when he was a member of the city council. So this goes back a long way. But it's a very interesting article about how he was such a proponent for it and how he got it passed and how hard it was to get it passed.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time around was shortly after Woodrow Wilson passed it. It was a few weeks later they pulled it back.
Right, because of the war, right?
Because the farming industry wasn't happy about it. And then Franklin Roosevelt, and that was during World War II, Franklin Roosevelt, he actually signed it into law during World War II. And then they had the same problem, backlash from the ag industry.
Well, it was supposed to be for them.
No, that's the misnomer of the whole thing. What was it really for,
Rich? Well, they said
it
was funny. But then this was really good, though. So after... World War II, when it was kind of pulled back, the federal government didn't control it. Now the Federal Trade Commission actually establishes it. So, like, Florida's voted to get rid of daylight savings time.
Mm-hmm.
But it still has to go to the federal government for approval. What, you know what I mean? We can't just make it up. But at one point, they didn't regulate it. So it says here, the result was chaotic. According to Live Science, 135-mile bus trip from Moundsville, West Virginia, to Steubenville, Ohio, took riders through no less than 7 different time changes. And at one point, the twin cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were on different clocks, creating confusion for workers who lived in one city and commuted to the other. So that's just, you know, but that's crazy when you get to that point.
Right. Yeah. So then what, when was it actually set into law? As
in 86.
Today?
86. Okay. And then it been changed. The last major change?
Yeah.
The candy industry did it so the kids could be out later on Halloween.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
Seriously.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.